I'm Scott Catoon, and we are live from the Allstate Showcase Studio with the co-founder of Codeverse, Katie Lynch. Katie, welcome to my fishbowl.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You've been on WGN, seems like a lot lately. I think you were on TV just the last time I saw it. You've been on my show on the podcast version of the show. So we figured, you know what the hell, we might as well have you come on the live show.
Well, that's nice. I'm a big fan.
So oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a big fan of you, as is everyone else in the tech community. I posted this morning on Facebook that we're going to have you on, and I'm not even kidding. Kayla Weisberg was the first to like it, and I hadn't even... Like, I had to go back and edit. I wasn't even done with the post yet, and she was already liking it. So we picked up a whole bunch of likes just by the mere mention of your name. So the entire community likes you. So anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to get into the importance of educating children with tech. We're going to get into your mission to teach a billion kids coding, which is, like, just mildly ambitious.
Yeah, just a bit.
Just a little bit. But, you know, I think right off the bat, I mean, you're the one who's going to tell this best. So what is Codeverse?
Yeah. So what Codeverse is we're the world's first fully interactive coding school for kids age 6 to 12.
So when I was a kid, I had to learn cursive and I never used it. Oh, actually, that's a lie. I use it still, but only like intermittently in my words. Like half the letters in each word that I have is cursive and the rest is just like broken English.
Right.
So I never saw any value in it. Then we had keyboarding and things like that, and I cheated at that, so I didn't really find any value in that. Coding is one of those things where I feel like the only reason I bring this up is a lot of people that we've spoken to are not from the tech community are like, what's the point?
Yeah.
And my whole thing has been like, you were raised thinking that like teaching different versions of your own language, so like, I get it, what's the point? This is not learning how to write.
No.
This is learning a new language that literally powers the world.
Yes, that is correct. I mean, essentially, like, coding is the universal language of the future. And the reason why it's so important is, you know, look at the world that we live in today, right? And think of the world that you and I grew up in when we were little, right? Like, the Facebooks and the Ubers and all that, that didn't exist back then. And so children are growing up with all of this technology and social media now. And so, you know, when you look at like the jobs that are going to exist in the future, you know, many of them don't exist today and they will feature a tech component to them. And that's why it's so important to educate kids as young as like, you know, 5-6 years old, how to code now, because it sets them up for success in the future.
Yeah. And we're going to, at least I will get more into that at the end of this show when we talk about the five good minutes, because I have a whole philosophy on this stuff and I don't want to waste Codeverse time on that. But one of the things that I have noticed about this mission that I think is particularly interesting to people is I don't think you're going to have a hard time winning the kids over. Right. I mean, you've got KidScript, which is the language, and essentially it's an easy way. And of course, you can explain it better, but it's an easy way for kids to adapt to coding and learn languages sort of in an adaptive way. It's not like one random thing and then you have to learn a new thing.
Yes.
Which I think is like the big difference. Like the big difference for how you guys are doing it versus others is that you've created your own language that's kid friendly, education friendly.
We have. Yeah. What we've done is we've taken the core concepts like if statements, loops from many popular languages that exist out there today. Yeah. So Python and JavaScript and Ruby. And we have created a kid friendly syntax around those concepts. So it's like easy to read, easy to write, and just super simple for kids
see,
to learn.
And that's where the mission part for me comes in, where the other part of this that is, you're the perfect person for this, by the way. But for me, the bigger challenge is going to be the parents. Because you just said all these words that I think people are like, Python, that's a snake. I don't know what's going on here. And so I think that the parents then push that reticence, that fear onto their own children. And what I guess I would say, and I'm sure that you've said 50 times, is think about the time that you leave your phone unlocked next to a kid or an iPad that you hand them in the back of the car, and how quickly you've got 72 apps downloaded and they're playing games like crazy and you're going nuts because you're going deaf. The kids have been raised, unlike us, have been raised to do this. And the UX, the user design interface that all of these games have is so simplistic that it's literally the most intuitive thing to a child.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about them figuring out how to code and do all this stuff. It's really the parents that we need to teach them the importance of it and, and like remove the fear factor from them so that they get their kids in, because the earlier they get in, the better off I think that they're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the good news is, to kind of add to your point, is 9 out of 10 parents want their kids to learn how to code.
Yep.
So, you know, the majority of parents out there do know that it is important. I think it's just understanding, like, why is it important?
Or how to do it. Right, like, I feel like they're afraid to, like, they don't know it. You know, it always reminds, I mean, this is the stupidest analogy on the planet, but it reminds me of, like, you know, like my dad not being a good golfer and me wanting to be a good golfer, and he would come out to the golf course and try to teach me. It's like, he didn't know how to play golf. So it was just pissing me off. Like, why are you standing there? And I think parents are always a little bit, they don't want to be that dad or whatever. And I'm just kidding with my dad. It wasn't like he was actually bad. He was great. But parents are standing over them watching, like, I don't want to mess this up. I want you to have all the opportunities.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to code. They don't know what it means. So they don't know where to send the kids.
Yeah.
Send them to Codeverse. That's the short answer to that.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing is, like, the reality is that's okay, you know, because it goes back to what I said before. You know, when we were little, like, I'm 32. And when I was little, you know, there certainly wasn't an emphasis on learning how to code. Like, this is a newer thing now. So, you know, for parents that are out there that are saying, okay, well, I don't know how to code, like, where do I look, you know, what language should I get my kid involved in, it's okay to not know that. What is important, though, is understanding that the world is changing, right? And technology is constantly evolving. And so it's just, it's important to realize why it's important to have your kids learn how to code.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll tell you, like, honestly, I never even heard the term coder developer until I was in college, which is 2000. Yeah. We're in 2004, you know, three, four, five, whatever. When I started to hear it come around, you heard about Mark Zuckerberg over at Harvard creating Facebook. And I joined Facebook in like 2004. And I was like, oh my God, this is a new world. And it's funny, I was watching an episode of Vice last night, and they were talking about Google's emphasis has moved away from, in the robotics space, but it's moved away from the physical and more to the AI,
right?
Which now goes back to coding. Where if you want to figure out how the world works around you and you want to be a part of the future economy, you've got to be a person who's developing the code. Yes. and the metal and things. You got to make the product at some point, but really the code is like the body of the robot is just, it's just there. It's nothing. It's just a matter.
For sure.
The code is what gives it a brain like a human.
For sure. Absolutely. Yes.
It's unbelievable. So, I have to ask you also on this, what do you need, not just from this show and from the people listening and the people walking by and the kids and everyone doing great stuff at Codeverse, what do you need for success? What do you need in order to reach that billion kids being taught to code?
Yeah, I mean, our ultimate, and I can tell you a bit about like our expansion
yeah,
plans
please
and
do.
What we're. Yeah, so the first location is opening in July in Lincoln Park on 819 West Eastman Street. We're taking signups right now for summer camps and weekly classes. But the goal ultimately is to expand to 3 additional locations throughout Illinois over the next 18 months. And then over the next 5 years, we anticipate having 1 Codeverse studio in every major metropolitan area of the US. And that's just the brick and mortar site.
Yeah.
You know, SaaS, the online platform, is a huge part of what we're doing as well. So what that means for the people that are listening to the show is, if you don't live near a Codeverse studio or you want to continue learning KidScript at home, you can do that via our online platform.
And, you know, and this is, again, I'm plugging the end of the show for no good reason, but this is a real change, a substantial change to the education model that we're in. It used to be preschool, right? You'd send preschool, it'd be, you know, sit there for a couple minutes or whatever. I actually didn't work out for me in preschool, but everything else worked out. I was kicked out of my preschool. It's fine. At any rate, that was a model we were at. It was like preschool, then elementary school, and so on and so forth. And now you're seeing sort of, I don't want to call it the privatization of education, but it's almost necessary because you offer an ability to reach more people more quickly with less strings attached.
Yeah.
And the future of not all education, because certainly, especially with children, you've got to be in person. There's certainly this fundamental need to be a touch point with someone. But the ability to use the web, use online, use video chat, use a SaaS platform, a subscription service platform where people could jump on and actually code along with everyone
yeah.
and stay up to beat, makes it so that, and here's the big difference, makes it so that no matter whether you're from downtown Chicago in a high-class neighborhood with all kinds of money and all kinds of assets, or you're not,
yeah.
you still have access to be able to learn how to code and be the difference, be that first person in your family who coded a website.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just a firm believer, and this goes back to our mission of teaching a billion kids to code. I'm a firm believer that every kid should learn. Doesn't matter.
Every adult should learn
your zip code or who you are, your background or your gender. Every child should at least know the basics.
I honestly think that it would be, if you don't know how to code, and you don't have to be like a developer, but if you don't know how to code yourself like a website and an HTML email, something like that, I would qualify you almost as illiterate in the future. I mean, that sounds terrible, but I literally mean that. If you don't understand that, you're at such a deficit that I don't know that you can overcome something like that and still be a part of the future economy, which is, again, a big part of this education conversation that's been going on forever now, I guess, essentially. So this is awesome. Where do people go to learn more about Codeverse and learn more about at the Katie Lynch on Twitter? Follow Katie Lynch.
Yeah. So to sign up for summer classes for summer camps or weekly classes, it's just codeverse.com, and you'll see the two different packages on our website. And all you have to do is basically just choose the weeks or choose the day of the week that you want to enroll your child. And so it's super easy.
And I have to add, it is a coding class. You guys did an excellent job on your website. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. I have to tell you. I mean, you have a phenomenal designer.
I clicked through a hell of a lot of websites. So when I saw you, I was like, because this is a challenge. I mean, you're talking about, you've got two sides. You've got adults who don't know anything about this and kids, and you've got to create like a happy medium where the kid goes, this is exciting, and the parent understands what to sign the kids up for. So great job. Great UX.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's important, right, to be meticulous over everything that we do. I mean, at the end of the day, we are creating an experience for the children. And that goes beyond just the physical location. That's website, it's the booking flow, social media, the product that we've built with KidScript. I mean, everything that we've done, we've been very meticulous about the way that we've done it.
You've done a fantastic job. Watching you guys launch the thing, knowing that it was in kind of stealth mode and having it come out now is fantastic. It's been great to have you on the show, Katie.
Thank you so much.
Of course. We'll be back after the break with the All-Stars Press founder, Zizou Tasef. I messed this up. Zizou Tasef Ellenkoff. Stay tuned.